This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Israeli takes the gold. That story, right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
In Israel's short modern history with the Olympics, they have only heard their anthem playing while their athlete was awarded the gold medal once. Until the Tokyo Olympics. 24-year-old gymnast Artem Dolgopoyat stood atop the podium and proudly represented his nation as he took home the top prize for the men's floor exercise. He told reporters that he felt that in his final routine he made too many mistakes to even medal, let alone win gold. He commented, "My floor exercise was not the best. In the qualifiers, I did better. I was very stressed that it would not even be enough for a medal. But everyone, meaning the other finalist, was excited and made mistakes, and that was enough for me. And I'm very happy." Dolgopoyat was born in the Ukraine and made Aliyah to Israel when he was 12 years old, but began his gymnastic training when he was 6 years old, with a very promising career ahead of him. He credited gymnastics for helping him feel at home when he first moved to Israel, saying, "For me, gymnastics was always the most important. It's what I did all the time and what helped me acclimate to Israel." Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called the gold medal champion to congratulate him, saying, "Thank you, Artem. You have made blue and white history, and that your win has given great pride and excitement to all Israelis." Congratulations to Artem Dolgopoyat on your incredible victory. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.